We're back with Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The family of a U.S. soldier killed in Iraq still wants to know just how he died. Army Specialist Jesse Boudy was killed when a dump truck slammed into his Humvee at a traffic circle checkpoint in Karbala. At first, his family was told Boudy died from injuries sustained in that crash, but the military now considers his death a so-called friendly fire incident involving Polish soldiers. In yesterday's Washington Post, reporter Josh White chronicled the evolving official accounts of Boudy's death, as well as his family's struggle to learn the truth. And Josh White, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
First, tell us what happened the night Boudy died.
Specialist Boudy and his unit met up with a group of Polish soldiers who were going to jointly run a checkpoint in Karbala, and they were expecting the use of car bombs. In going to the checkpoint, they set up around a traffic circle, and at a certain point in the evening, about 1 o'clock in the morning, actually, a very large dump truck came through the checkpoint and failed to stop. As the soldiers fired on the truck itself, it veered off and hit Specialist Boudy's armored vehicle. Initially, the soldiers on the ground thought that he had been injured by falling out, that he had sustained a back injury, and they took him away. What they didn't know is that he had actually taken a bullet to the left lower back. What ultimately happened, however, is the Army told the family he had been in a car accident, that he had died from severe back injuries, and it was really several months before they knew that it was actually a gunshot, and then almost a year before they knew that it might have been friendly fire.
Why did it take so long for his family to find that out? What was going on?
Well, the only thing the family was told was that he might have been hit by gunfire. The family had really no idea what had happened and had very few details about the incident itself. As time went on, the family really pressed to try to find out what had happened. The Army was investigating it. The Polish troops who were on the ground were also investigating it, and each side was blaming the other. This is, unfortunately, a dilemma that may never get solved because the tests that could have been performed to find out where the bullet originated, which gun fired it, were not performed.
Now, your story also takes a political twist because much of this was happening during the 2004 election year. Tell us about that.
Well, Peggy Boudy, Specialist Boudy's mother, is a Bush supporter and is also a very strong supporter of the Iraq War. Believes that it's the right thing to do, believes that her son did not die in vain, and believes in her commander-in-chief. What happened along the way, however, has gotten her quite upset. She went to meet with President Bush at a campaign rally in Canton, Ohio, her hometown, in the summer of 2004. She said he promised to help, and she expected at least something out of that. Well, as time went on, the Bush campaign actually contacted her to ask her if she'd be willing to do a campaign commercial, and she said no. She'd be willing, she said, to win him an Academy Award if someone could tell her what had happened to her son. Well, the reports did not reach their sort of official final status until several weeks after the election, and it wasn't until after President Bush was inaugurated that she was actually informed that this might be a friendly fire situation.
So does the Army consider this case closed?
Up until this point, yes. They did a series of investigations that were approved at very high levels that indicated essentially that most likely Polish troops were responsible for firing that shot. Now, there were bullet fragments taken from Specialist Boudy's body after his death that indicated or that had enough information that would have allowed them to analyze them and match them to a weapon had they taken the weapons and fired them for comparison purposes. That was not done. One of the things that's interesting here is that the Army is often hesitant to investigate these friendly fire instances, largely because not much comes out of it. They know it was one of them, and experts that I've talked to say you may actually do harm if you single out a soldier who killed either a member of his own unit or killed a coalition partner.
Josh White is a reporter for The Washington Post. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome.